You're in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. And I want to talk about what makes Joe Burrow great. Boy, there are so many things. There's about 30 boxes that you can check, and he checks all of them. And that's the bottom line, is he checks all of them. There are quarterbacks. When you play in the National Football League, you're obviously a good quarterback. But to be the upper echelon in the National Football League, a Pro Bowl caliber, Hall of Fame type player in the National Football League, you have to have many traits and be able to handle them at a very, very high level. And that's what separates Joe Burrow. Let's talk about a few of those right now. First and foremost, I guess first would be leadership. And I'm talking about a guy that everybody gravitates to Joe Burrow. In the locker room, after the football game, in the team celebration, Joe Burrow is the one that, you know, when Joe Burrow said, "I want to speak," everybody, stone silence. Joe Burrow has the floor. I mean, he has that much command and respect in that locker room. And he had some poignant things to say after that victory to his football team. After he threw the jailbreak screen to CJ Uzama, NFL Network had him wired and wired for sound. And he came to the sideline. He goes, "You can't zero me. You can't zero me. That puts the game in my hands. You can't zero me. I'm going to make plays." I mean, he was so pumped up, and meaning zero blitz. And they brought everybody close to the line of scrimmage, and they were going to pressure Joe Burrow and try to knock him backwards. That's the Evan McPherson factor. Evan McPherson has such a strong leg, the Jaguars know he can make from 60. So once they get to the 46-yard line of Jacksonville with over a minute to play in the football game, defensive coordinator thought, "I got to knock him back. It's second and 13. I got to knock him back more." And he came with a heavy pressure package. Joe Burrow anticipated it, checked CJ Uzama, jailbreak screen, had never run it to CJ Uzama, but they picked up over 20 yards. And one play later, McPherson ends it. So that's the ripple effect of Evan McPherson, as an aside. But back to Joe Burrow. For him to be able to handle people the way he handles people of all sorts, I mean, he just has tremendous people skills, unbelievable leadership ability. The things he's done off the football field for this team in terms of leadership. Look what he did when he won the Heisman Trophy. Look at the money that he raised for his hometown for the food bank. I mean, that kind of stuff is leadership at the highest level. He's a very, very dynamic leader. And that's huge, because that raises the whole ship. He's completing almost 73% of his passes. He's third in the NFL. I think it's 72.8% of his passes, third best in the National Football League, which is ridiculous. I mean, it's almost absurd. He's almost completing three out of every four passes. It's nuts. He puts the ball in such tight spots. He throws such a tight spiral that hits people in stride. He never makes his wide receivers, I shouldn't say never, but rarely makes his wide receivers slow down, you know, have to stop and wait, turn back for the football. He hits them in stride, where it's pluck it and go and keep running. Never break stride. That's so tough on a defense. I mean, a lot of times he'll go an entire half and it looks like he's walking up and dropping the ball in his receiver's hands, not throwing it, you know, 40 yards away. I had the opportunity to do some NFL games with other franchises in the National Football League, with networks, with NBC and Fox. And, you know, you see quarterbacks like John Elway on a Friday practice, the ball would never hit the ground. Troy Aikman, the ball would never hit the ground. Joe Burrow, the ball doesn't hit the ground. Kenny Anderson, the ball wouldn't hit the ground for a week. I'm sure if you go to practices with these other quarterbacks during the course of the week, the ball doesn't hit the ground for a week in 7-on-7. I'm not saying in team, but in 7-on-7, when there's no pass rush and they're running routes against coverage, these guys don't miss. Joe Burrow's in that category. You go to a practice and the ball is rarely on the foot. The football is rarely on the ground when Joe Burrow is throwing the ball as a quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals. Some guys have that uncanny ability to put the ball in tight spaces. Where he throws it is incredible. And he'll back shoulder when he needs to. He'll lead the receiver when he needs to. He just knows exactly what to do, how to do it, and he can get the ball in those tight spots. Another thing about Joe Burrow, beautiful mind for the game of football. Mensa, you know, and he just he has the whole playbook in his head, not just the game plan. So if he sees something out there defensively, that a play that they ran 3 weeks ago, say against something they ran against the Chicago Bears or something they ran against the Minnesota Vikings, and it's 4 weeks later and it's in the Jacksonville game, he'll say, you know, this works. So he'll audibleize to that play. And everybody has to be on the same page as Joe Burrow. That's another thing he does. If he knows it, but the other guys don't, really not going to work. You know, it's like the teacher teaching on the blackboard. He knows it cold. If he can't teach it to his students, what good is it? If Joe Burrow is the only guy that knows the playbook, what good is it if the others can't stay up with him? The others are staying up with him. They're saying, boy, Joe Burrow, look how he prepares. I got to step my game up. Everybody responded to that audible on the jailbreak screen. And it won the, basically helped them win a football game. But Joe Burrow is, it's great because as a player, when you're at the line of scrimmage and you know you have a quarterback that is going to get you in the best play possible against every defensive look, that gives you so much confidence, unbelievable confidence. Coaches trust smart players. Teammates trust teammates that have football intelligence. Everybody trusts and has confidence in Joe Burrow, and it builds their confidence as a football team. And, you know, the thing is, he has all of these things. So if Joe Burrow had a great personality and he's a tremendous leader, but he can't throw the ball straight, what, you know, it's like, you know, he really can't throw it that well. He's not. If Joe Burrow has a great personality and a great leader, but he can't get you in the right play, guys are like, eh. So you have to have all of it. You have to be, if Joe Burrow has a great personality, he's intelligent, but he can't throw it straight, not going to work. If Joe Burrow has a great personality, a leader, can throw it straight, but can't get you in the right play, ain't going to work. If he has the other two things, but not a great leader, you're not really sure about the guy. My point is, he's got it all. He's got it all at a high level. That's what makes Joe Burrow, Joe Burrow. Other quarterbacks in the league have a trait or two, or maybe even a few more, but he has so many traits that are important for success at the quarterback position and has them at such a high level. He checks so many boxes. That's what makes Joe Burrow a very unique, special talent. And here's one last thing about Joe Burrow. He is competitive as all get out, but he's poised in so doing. He sold me when it was the darkest hour for him this season. He threw three straight interceptions. Three straight passers were all picked off. Myself, I'm thinking, I don't know if I could let the ball go again, you know, after throwing three straight interceptions. Joe Burrow brought the team back, like almost won the football game, even after experiencing the tragedy that he experienced. A pick six, another interception inside the 9 yard line that the defense holds to a field goal. Three straight throws end up in 10 points for the other team like that. I mean, a lot of guys would crumble, would not be able to handle it. Joe Burrow stood tall. Joe Burrow said, I'm going to compartmentalize. I'm moving on. I have selective amnesia. These are all unbelievable traits for a quarterback to have. Competitiveness, poise, pride, selective amnesia. All these things make Joe Burrow's attitude just unbeatable in a lot of ways. He is special. The Bengals are blessed. You have to have a quarterback in this league. It's tough to win in the National Football League when you don't have a quarterback. The Cincinnati Bengals have got themselves a quarterback.
Hi, Dave Lapham here. Have you heard about In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, presented by First Star Logistics? Catch new episodes from the world of sports and broadcasting. Search for In the Trenches with Dave Lapham on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.